Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
She keeps lighting up the way, even on the darkest day. Dawn is breaking, all awaken from the night. From the shore into the waves, washing all the bitterness away, lifting darkness with your stillness and your grace. It's you I like, and you mean everything to me. It's you I like, 'cause you are light, and I see everything I need. It's alright, yeah. Shine bright, light up the skies above. Shine bright, do it with the one you love. Shine bright, and never, ever, ever let it die. Shine bright, light up the stars above. Shine bright, and do it in the name of love. Shine bright, and I promise to never let it die. And if they ever make me choose, you know exactly what I'm gonna do. No question, second guessing, it's you I choose. Yeah, yeah, 'cause you are light, and I see everything I need. Yes, you are light. Yeah, yeah, shine bright.
Entire nation, welcome to the Star and Crescent Report. As always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is none other than Master Farad Muhammad, the Almighty, All-Wise, True and Living God, Allah, who has come to us this day and granted us a divine mercy and reminder in the person of the last and most surely the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God to ever live. We speak about none other than our leader, teacher, and guide for these final days of judgment, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. And we greet all of our listening and viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise in the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you. We say to you all in both their names of love, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com, and also formerly SalamJournal.com and SalamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Come again, my beloved family. Let me say unto you all, As-salamu alaykum, and welcome to another edition of the most powerful platform for truth anywhere, bar none, on the face of planet Earth. This is your platform for black education, black liberation, and black edification. This is the Star and Crescent Report, and our show today is titled The Dead Zone Memoirs, Entry Number 1, The Economic Collapse is Upon Us. Now, brothers and sisters, there can be no mistake, no ignoring the truth and the facts of what is taking place today. Anyone with eyes, anyone with ears, and anyone who is alive can recognize that the Western world, matter of fact, the global structure is breaking down. The global economic structure is insolvent, and it is based upon debt and the accumulation and the expansion of more debt. And the Western world is predicated on exploitation to get more resources, to expand more debt, to keep the system going, and now we have reached a tipping point, especially with America, the greatest debtor nation in the history of the world. I'm going to say that again for those of you who may not have heard that. America is the greatest debtor nation in the history of the world. If one were to add all of the nations that existed prior to America, and you were to add up all of their national debt and the accumulation of their state debts, it would pale in comparison to the accumulated debt of the American empire, and she accumulates more debt on more debt on more debt, on more debt, as we speak minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day. She's spending close to $1 trillion, and I was reading the other day that in reality she is spending roughly anywhere from 800 and some billion to $1.3 trillion in the servicing of her public debt. Now, if this is the case, do you understand the magnitude of that? Do you understand what this means for the greatest pillar, the strongest pillar, and the most prosperous pillar of the white world? This means that if the balloon ever ceases to expand, if there's a prick in this balloon, this debt balloon, that has bless America and the Western world with luxury and wealth beyond your and my imagination, if it ceases to expand, or if it reaches its capacity to expand and explodes, boom goes the dynamite, and this is the end of American progress, prosperity, wealth, and power and influence. And with that meaning, this is the end of the EU's power and influence and wealth. And with that meaning, the end of the entire Western or white world's influence, power, wealth, and influence. Have you ever noticed that regardless to the Western world's disagreement, and even if they're at odds with America, America can twist their arm or wrist into doing what she says? And you say, well, Germany is not for that. Belgium is not for that. But America is twisting their arm. The reason is they don't have to be a strong twist, because America is warning them and telling them behind closed doors that if we cease to exist, we're taking you down with us, because we are the dominant power globally. And if we fall, so too falls all of the Western world influence, wealth, power, and might. Meaning that the white world will no longer be dominant. The white world will no longer have influence. The white world will no longer be able to export terror and impose their doctrine of white privilege and supremacy over everybody else. This is the Dead Zone Memoirs, Entry 1, The Economic Collapse is Upon Us. Now, what I'm saying to you is something that you should understand. What I'm saying to you is something that common sense should show you. And what I'm saying to you is that we have reached a time in prophecy that these things must take place. America must be brought to her knees in disgrace and poverty. If these things do not take place, then you can proclaim to the world that God is lacking in power and authority and forevision and thought, and that he is weak, and that he has not the power to bring these nations to their knees and give them their comeuppance. And you can proclaim to the world that the prophets of old, the messengers, the apostles, and all of the saints, and God himself is a liar and lacking. But we see the evidence with our eyes. We hear it with our ears. We can touch it, taste it, smell it, feel it. It's real. The inflation, the collapse of the farm system, the collapse of retail, right? The collapse of the currencies. The economy's going further and further and deeper into debt, the debt spiral. Whether it is a community, whether it is a county, a municipality, a city, a state, or even the federal government, all of them are spending in deficits. That means that they have no tangible resources or assets. They are projecting debt on future generations to maintain their standard of living today. This cannot and will not be allowed to go on in perpetuity, because things were not created in such a manner. I want you to understand this. So once America and the Western world had all the gold, and now no longer do they have the gold, and they're trying to justify. Remember, let's look at Venezuela for a minute, and this shows you the desperation of the Western world. I want you to understand this. And yes, I know Blog Talk Radio is blocking calls. Yes, I know this. Yes, I know Blog Talk Radio is not allowing certain people to call in. Yes, I know this. Yes, I know Blog Talk Radio is blocking some URLs. I know this. And if not one of you can listen live and this message makes it through, go back and listen to the show again. If one of you gets disconnected and can no longer listen, be man or woman enough to go back and listen to the show when it is posted on Blog Talk Radio. Because there's something in this, a prevailing wind of truth that you must hear. See, let's go towards Venezuela for a second. Venezuela has asked for his gold back, right? Now, remember that the opposition in Venezuela is controlled by the West, by America, by Great Britain, by France, by the Western world. And so to justify holding on to the gold that they really don't have, or to buy more time to acquire gold so they can present it to Venezuela as their gold, they give the go-ahead to the opposition to say, let's overthrow Maduro. Do not hand Maduro Venezuela's gold back. Well, Maduro is the duly elected successor of Hugo Chavez. He is the duly elected leader and government of that nation. That nation is requesting and requiring its gold back. Now, to hold on to that gold and to not transfer that gold back to the original owners is robbery. It's theft. Is a crime, an international crime, because this is on an international and global scale. But the West needs time. So whenever they're needed, they put their opposition, their planted opposition, their raised opposition in other nations to justify their madness. Whenever America wanted to get into Syria, what did she do? She went in there, she funded, she created ISIS, dropped weapons to her, bombed the Syrian government, bombed the Syrian Arab army, and now she claims to be fighting ISIS. And so she says, we're not going to leave until ISIS is defeated. How in the hell can ISIS be defeated when you are the main sponsor of ISIS? This is a catch-22. She knows this, but she uses these justifications. She uses her minions to try to promote her way of life, her governance, her power, her influence over the nation. But at the same time, this is also helping to alienate the nations away from America. This is also a big bill, a costly bill. And nations like China and Japan and South Korea and Russia and Venezuela and Argentina and all of these other nations, they are no longer able to or willing to fund America's escapades around the world. So they're pulling back on their debt holdings. America just had it recently, a few weeks ago, had a filling for a treasury auction. Listen to me good. This went over a lot of people, okay? Listen to me good on this. She had a filler saying that she would have a debt auction, her biggest in years. So she put this out there and said that there's a great appetite for her debt. But nobody took the bait. And so they did it again before they have this so-called auction. And nobody took the bait. And so after nobody took the bait two or three times, you never heard of her having what she called her largest debt sale in years. Why? Because nobody was filling her. Nobody was filling for that debt. I want you to understand this. America's in trouble. The Western world is in trouble. And the economic collapse is upon us. Let me read a few things to you in just a second, okay? Just a few headlines, because I want to bring you up to speed on just how bad things are, because you're not really getting it in the news. They're not really telling you these things. They're not really showing you what is the reality of the time, the reality of the situation. They want you to believe that everything is all right. Everything will rebound. Everything is all hunky-dory, peachy cream. And in the midst, we are living in a collapse, a fall of the world, right? Let's go to something real quick. So her debt continues to accumulate and build up. Her deficit spending continues to balloon. Her trade deficits are outrageously high and continue day upon day out, day in. And they continue week after week, month after month, trade deficits. That means that she's bringing in more than she's putting out. She's spending more, right, than the nation was spending on her stuff. Why is that? Because this nation and this world, the Western world, have lived on credit. They are succubus. Now, let me pose some question to you. And because this is something that Most people talk about or hear some authority, so-called authority, talk about when you're trying to get your credit straight, when you're trying to get out of debt. And they'll tell you that you have to have a spending limit. And regardless to what, regardless to whom, you are supposed to put your foot down and never go over this limit. You're supposed to sacrifice the things that you were once willing to spend for, once willing to go into debt for. Is that not right? I'm talking to you. Is that not right? Sure it's right. You know it's right. And they'll tell you that you have to make great sacrifices and you must pay down your debt in increments, whether they be small, medium, or large increments, so that week after week, month after month, and maybe year after year, you can see that you have scratched the surface or you have chiseled away at a mountain of debt. And by putting this process into play, one day you have hopes of getting out of the debt that you're in. This also applies to governments, but they don't look at it like this way. How in the hell can you have a vibrant, bustling government and economy when you have deficit after deficit, deficit spending, trade deficits, government deficits, budget deficits, and you're borrowing more and more and more? Now, they call you fiscally irresponsible, you as an individual, if you accumulate credit card debt and all of these other kind of debts. And they say you're living above your means. Is that not right? If you make $80,000 a year and you're spending with your credit and your debt accumulation $200,000 a year. If you do this for 20 or 30 years, you will put yourself in such a hole that it may not be attainable for yourself to climb out of, but due to your income. Is that not right? I'm laying a base for you because I want you to hear this. I want you to understand this because most people don't. All right? If this is the case, why does not the government apply these same rules to herself? Why is she constantly spending money? And remember, she often always brags about her military budget, right? This is what she does. She brags about her military budget constantly. And she talks about how much she spends and she's leap years ahead of everybody else. She constantly, $500 billion is never enough. This, I want you, if she's decades ahead of everybody and her budget is $700 billion, then why does she need another $100-some billion? If you're decades ahead, it seems that you can, common sense tells us that if you are at least 10 years ahead of everybody else and you spend more money on military than all of the rest of the nation combined, you can still cut the military budget in half and still be ahead of these countries for the foreseeable future. Is that not right? But if what you're saying is not right, if you're no longer decades ahead and nations have become your peers and in some way your superiors, then that would have you clamoring for more money. But how is it when they can spend a tenth of what you spend and come out with better weaponry than you? That means that you are irresponsibly spending money, fiscally irresponsible. And if you continue to add debt upon debt, they always talk about the Social Security debt. Well, let's talk about this. See, I want, brothers and sisters, I have to lay the base. I have to dispel a lot of myths. Now, and they talk about entitlement programs. And they use that in such a way as to use it in a derogatory manner. But if you are taking money out of my check, promising it to me at a later date, and you're constantly doing this, I am entitled to that money because I work for it. It's mine. Is that not right? You're not giving me anything. What you're doing is handing me back what you took from me without my permission. But when you continue to take money, and remember that the military budget supersedes the Social Security budget, if you continue to take my money without my authority and invest it in bombs and wars and weaponry and occupation, that is a greater burden because you're using money that was intended for something else to fund your escapades around the globe. And sooner or later, it will have to come to a head. And you're putting an unneeded burden on the nation and the people of the Republic. I hope that you're understanding this. Again, I will say, I know Blog Talk Radio is blocking some people from calling in. I know Blog Talk Radio is throwing some people offline. I know Blog Talk Radio mutes my mic and unmutes my mic. But if this message gets out to the people, hell, it was all worth it. And you can go back and listen to it. The Dead Zone Memoirs, entry number one, the economic collapse is upon us. Now, I'm going to read something to you. I want you to pay close attention to this, okay? To show you where we are in time, to show you that the nations are tired of America. As a matter of fact, I was reading something. Where's my little phone at? I'm going to pull something up on my phone. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Brothers and sisters, be patient with your brother. They were talking about the debt situation, and I thought I saved it on my phone because I get little news feeds. And I wanted you to see that they understand that a collapse is underway. Evidently, I didn't save it, but it was something pertaining to a storm is brewing. And I don't know if it was fortune. I don't know if it was time. I don't remember where it was from, which article it was from. But they were talking about the accumulation of debt, the rigging of the markets, right? They were talking about that sooner or later America is going to have to pay the pipe due to the fact that this cannot go on in perpetuity. But let me read something to you out of the fall of America, and then we'll go to the clips, and we'll read a few headlines also to show you where we are in the judgment, okay? Because I want you to understand where we are. I want you to see where we are. I want to make it as clear as day that the economic collapse is no longer to come. But according to the Dead Zone Memoirs, entry number one, the economic collapse is already upon us. So, let's go here. Chapter 49. Here it is. This is a warning that was given out to the people. It's called Lull Before the Storm. What storm? There will be a great storm. See these what they call black swan events? These are storms, economic storms, and America's in political storms all around the world. As a matter of fact, I was looking at something, and this is off subject, but I was just looking at something as I was scrolling looking for that article, right? And I saw the so-called defense secretary begging for help to get out of Afghanistan because the Taliban continues to capture district after district. They control more of Afghanistan than America in the puppet government of Afghanistan. You understand? And this is bleeding the empire. As a matter of fact, the headline, here's the headline right here. Mattis calls for help in ending war in Afghanistan. 40 years is enough. And bold words. 40 years, if America was winning, why would she be calling for help to end it? When you on top, when you winning, you're not the one that's calling for mercy. When you're losing, when you're down on your knees, you start begging for somebody to intervene, to take this burden off my back. Because not only are we bleeding to death, not only are we being destroyed militarily, but economically, it is bleeding the coffers of the American empire and exposing our underbelly. So, Muhammad says this, I'm afraid for you that you will receive what the people before you did receive. Allah is very angry with America and the technology that she uses on the dead to keep them dead. You are very disappointing to Allah and to the original black man who knows himself, a very few, of course. The false show of a glorious future that the wicked is putting on is at hand. Stop right there. The market has rebounded all yesterday. The market rebounded Sunday. Manorino and the guy from Money GPS and Jim Rogers, they were talking about this fake recovery. They were talking about this market manipulation. And they were talking about that this was only a facade, a facade, an illusion. What Elijah Muhammad says, this white man is the master of technology, which is an illusion, a facade, a projection of greatness or influence when there is none, a mirage. So they're using this to trick the mentally dead people into believing that America is still prosperous, that America is still strong, that America is still without rival. But Muhammad says, the false show of a glorious future that the wicked is putting on is at hand. We must remember Daniel's prophecy that at the end of the war, desolations are determined. But before this happens, Allah will bless the people with a good time, as he did the people of the past who wronged themselves and who did not pay attention to the prophet's warning among them. Allah destroyed them. They thought that they were fooling Allah, but Allah surprised them. He made the people to rejoice for a short time with a show of great prosperity. And at the height of their great prosperity, suddenly he destroyed them. This is the merciful law that Allah has put in nature. Allah lets a dying person rally before the end. America is going to do the same. America will rally, and the people will think that she is going to have a great future. And then the end will come in that kind of time. America's end will not come while she is going around with her head hanging down, with her heart aching and failing because of the things that are coming on her nation. No! She will be made to enjoy good times, the stock market going up, and lots of shares being sold. This makes any man think that everything is all right, but this is only the lull before the storm. So we saw the stock market reach new heights Sunday and Monday. We saw investors saying, we must buy a stock, we must invest, we must do this. Shares of this is being sold, and they're sold at rock bottom prices. We must get in on this. That's what Elijah Muhammad said. He said, and then the end comes. See, the technology, they know that the system is unsalvageable. They know that America finds herself in an untenable and unwinnable situation. They know that divine prophecy tells us that this is the hour or the day or the time in which America is hooked and is being drawn in on a line as a fish that has been trapped when a fisherman is fishing. This is America. She may not want you to know this. She may not want you to understand this, but this is the reality of the time. America is in trouble. Do you understand me? America is in trouble. Now, I'm looking at something, black man and black woman, that I want you to pay close attention to. Now, I've been talking to you all without a dashboard. Well, with a dashboard. And I noticed that it was saying a lot of different things, but I've been talking over that, trying to make sure that this message gets out to whomsoever is listening. Hopefully my dashboard refreshes itself and I can see the listeners or whatever. But if not, I want you to pay close attention. If you're listening, I want you to understand that there will be no getting back from this. God is after America. And see, it's one thing to have China after you, or North Korea after you, or Russia after you. It's one thing to have them after you, and it's a whole nother world to have the Lord of the world after you. Because ain't no get back, ain't no winning, ain't no surviving when he gets on your back. Because he has brought greater nations to their knees. And so, when we're looking at the fall of America, when we're looking at the collapse of the Western world, we must look at it in the proper perspective, for this is the time of the judgment that God comes and he makes himself known through the events of the world. Man, I'm telling you, it's a very beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Now let me transition to something, because I want you to understand where we are in prophecy and how this economic situation transitions to war. That's why I did a show. And I think I did a 3 or 4 part show episodes when at the end I said it, the last episode of one series, I said it all ends in war. Because this white man is willing to take the world down with him. He does not want to leave anybody in a position to rule without his say-so. This is why I constantly tell you to just look at his doctrine, the mad doctrine. Look at what he says. Look at how he performs. Look how he acts. He goes around the world threatening a nuclear buildup, then he tells Iran, we believe you having a nuclear weapon, so we're going to sanction you. How dare North Korea acquire 2 dozen nuclear weapons? And then he'll go right by, those are threats. Then you say, well, you just don't know, that's for our security. As though you don't have the only right for security. This is his mind. We're going to sanction the nation, but how dare you sanction us back? We're going to use the UN to sanction you, but if you use the UN to condemn them, the media ignores it, wipes it under the rug, or America says the UN is losing its relevance, whenever it's her and her allies. And the more desperate they become, you'll hear more of this. I bet you didn't even hear, if you didn't read the Iron 1555 blog, you didn't hear or you didn't read in the mainstream media that just a few days ago that the entire, listen to me good, the entire GA or General Assembly of the UN voted to remove Israeli occupation from the Syrian Golan Heights. I bet you didn't even know that, did you? Did you? Remember, they sanctioned Iraq. And then they told Iraq they were in non-compliance of the UN resolution, then they bombed them. Right? How come they ain't bombing Israel? Because they need the lie to go on, because Israel is the core of the Christian religion. It's the core of Judaism. And this is why they're doubling down in the Middle East. They see Israel slipping militarily, and they are fixated on Iran. Because they know that if Israel is defeated, exposed, or beaten, out the window goes the lies that they have projected in your mind about the sanctity of Israel and being God's chosen people. Brothers and sisters, you got to come to the reality of what's going on. I know I'm stepping on a lot of people, what a lot of people consider as taboo, but to hell with it, I got to tell you the truth, regardless of whom or what. Okay? I just read to you out of this book. And I'm laying the base, brothers and sisters. I know it takes a lot of time. But would you bear with your brother? This is not just one episode, okay? Of the Dead Zone memoirs. So we lay the base, and then we'll get to the economics. Then we'll try to get to other stuff, okay? But we have to tie the stuff in. So you, brothers and sisters, don't think hard of me. I just want you to get a deeper understanding, because people exploit people without knowledge. And I don't want you to be an exploited person, and I don't want you to be without knowledge. I want you to be on the same level so nobody can take advantage of you. Nobody can dress up a turd or put it on an ice cream cone and tell you that it's ice cream. You'll know it. You know it's a turd by the way it smells. Okay? But listen, this chapter 49 that I just read to you, and how Elijah Muhammad talks about how they would show a false glory, a glorious future, and how he talked about Allah lets a dying person rally, and America would do the same. And he talks about the stock market going up and lots of shares being sold. He said, this makes any man think that everything is all right. But this is only the lull before the storm. Now, why did I stop at that particular moment in reading this? Because when Elijah Muhammad gives you an understanding of what is taking place, the deception in the markets, and how America would be made to believe that she would rebound economically and politically, Elijah Muhammad throws a curveball geopolitically right after that in the same chapter. He tells us what to follow these things. He says, and the Bible warns America of what happened before her. Ancient Babylon enjoyed a full ruling position at her time. Is that not America? Well, she says, no matter what, America will lead and all other nations will join. Only America has the moral whatever to lead the nation. Only America can lead this. That's Babylon, right? Go read the history of Babylon. I'm telling you. But listen to what Elijah Muhammad says. And the Bible warns America of what happened before her. Ancient Babylon enjoyed a full ruling position at her time. But King Darius came against her at the time of her full enjoyment of wealth, drunkenness, and her laughing at the slaves that she had just made of Israel. Stop right there. So, one of the causes of King Darius coming against her was the way she treated the ex-slaves. Look at how America treats you even when she has you on videotape. Beats you. Beats your mama. Beats your child. Shoots your child. Shoots you. Shoots your mama. Shoots your daddy. And then turns around and blames you. You see? And now you can look at how China and Russia and all of the nations are rising up against America. This is prophetic. All right? Let's go a little further. King Darius came with his army and overcame the sleeping guards who were sleeping on the security of their life. See, America had got drunk with power. She had got drunk on authority. She got drunk on her position as being a superpower, as being the wealthiest nation on earth. So God allowed her imperial hubris to take a lead in her policy making. And he allowed them to disconnect their economy from tangible goods of gold and silver and manufacturing. This is what he's talking about right here. Oh, man, come on, let's talk a little bit more. He says that the sleeping King Darius came with his army and overcame the sleeping guards who were sleeping on the security of their life. Some of these people who guarded the economy, the plunge protection team, the Federal Reserve, the Treasury Department, was filled with hubris. Nobody can challenge America. And so while they were sleeping on the security of the Republic of America, the nations moved against her economically. And they started producing what America no longer produced. They started acquiring what America no longer was able to acquire, gold, silver, and tangible assets for this day here. Let's go further. The Bible prophesies that the enemy will say, come, let us go up and destroy her whose city is not fenced in. And they will come from afar. He didn't say it was coming from near. He said they were coming from afar. The farthest you can go is from the west is the east. Now, who has accumulated the gold? Who has accumulated the silver? Who has accumulated the manufacturing capacity? Who has accumulated ranks upon ranks currency and trade swap agreements? Huh? Talk to me. You didn't understand this when Elijah Muhammad was explaining it to you, but now you're seeing it in real time, and you got to bear witness that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is the last and the greatest messenger of Allah. If you don't, you're a fool. You're a fool. Brothers and sisters, I feel good. I had a two-hour training session, and I'm coming here to talk about the truth to my people and defend my leader and teacher and his God. Man, I'm telling you, I'm in heaven. Let's go further. because we got to lay this base and understand this economic situation that America and the Western world faces. Remember, whatever situation that America faces, no matter how bad it is, it bodes bad for the European Union also. because they can't project power without America. But let's listen. He says, and they will come from afar. They may come at noonday, or they may come at the rising in the morning or in the afternoon. But nevertheless, they will come at a time that you thought not. Listen to how he translates. He's talking about politics. He's talking about economics. And then he goes into a transition to the geopolitical realm. This is what I'm telling you. Elijah Muhammad was not stagnant in your thinking. Truth is not stagnant. Truth is ever evolving. So he says this. But nevertheless, there will come at a time that you thought not. After the war, and unto the end of the war, desolations are determined. And that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. I want you to know that that which will be poured means, listen, he gives you the in-depth meaning of what the scripture is talking about. It is the deprivation of you, America, of your ever getting back into power again to attack the nation of the earth. Well, how can America be deprived of that? Break her dollar. Break her economy. And make the world move on outside of her political influence. Is that not right? That's how you deprive a nation of power. That's how you deprive a nation of wealth and authority. You break their currency. You break their economy. And by breaking their economy and their currency, you break the military. They're interconnected. So Muhammad says, I want you to know. He didn't want you to guess. He wanted you to know with assurance, that which will be poured means it is the deprivation of you, America, of your ever getting back into power again to attack the nations of the earth. What's happening? She's begging people to help out Afghanistan, right? She's begging in Syria. She's begging in Libya. She's begging all over the world for some kind of alliance, some kind of coalition to help her. She's begging behind closed doors. China, I know I started this trade war, but please don't call me up on my debt. Let me save face a little bit. This is the vagabond nation. No longer the only superpower. She's a super beggar. This is the disgrace that Allah promised to put upon America. And he tells you, it is the deprivation of you, America, of your ever getting back into power again to attack the nations of the earth. So there won't be no rebound. There won't be no coming back from this. There won't be no good times after the economy collapse. And the wars take their toll on the American psyche. There won't be any getting back into her position of authority and rule. Muhammad goes further and says this. And we're going to see just how that transitions to the poverty that is spreading across America, okay? I'm going to play a clip shortly. And we'll see just how these things are taking place in America. He says, and this is something beautiful, because I want you to understand that we're talking politics, we're talking economics, and we're talking geopolitics, right? They call it the great game. That's what Brzezinski, the big new Brzezinski, and his partners used to call it the great game or the grand chess board, where they discarded the lives and the security of millions of people in order to put America in a position to rule. He says, Elijah Muhammad transitions from this economic deprivation. He says, Europe will become one of the worst war areas of all the world. This is what we've been telling you. Europe will become that. Don't you see what's going on in Eastern Europe? Don't you see the great divide now across the whole of Europe? Don't you see what's going on in France? Don't you see the political heads are against each other? The people are against the governments. The governments are against the people. Allah is breaking their unity like they broke everybody else's unity around the globe. Muhammad says, Europe will become one of the worst war areas of all the world, more dreadful than Vietnam and other places that you are planning on going into. Asia will look like child's play when compared to what is going to happen in Europe. See, now he tells you that the war that's going to happen in Asia, even though it's going to be devastating for American power, it's going to look like child's play. How do you make a war between America and China look like child's play? How you do it? By the exchange of thermonuclear bombs. That's what's going to happen on the continent of Europe, because they have devastated all of the continents around the globe, because they've killed millions and millions upon millions around the globe. As thou hast done, so shall it be done unto thee. They are not the exception to the divine rule. They're going to feel it. Muhammad goes further and says, the prophets say, woe to the land that is shadowed with wings. This means America, whose sky is filled with planes. Most of all of the judgments and troubles which are pointed out in the Bible are pointed at America. Study for yourselves. So, that famine that's coming to America. Let me just read something off Google for you real quick. I'm just going to Google something real quick, just to get maybe two or three headlines, okay? Just to let you know just what's going on. I'm Googling it right here. A few headlines. It's the second form crisis upon us. This is a headline. This was published September 10th this year. They are asking, is a second form crisis coming? So they never told you about the first one, did they? So this is what the devil does. He doesn't tell you about this stuff, but he talks to his colleagues about it. So this means that now they are contemplating something which is greater, a breakdown in farming. A headline, here's another one. Collapse of small dairy farms devastates entire Wisconsin communities. This is the headline, okay? Here's the other one. Bankruptcies higher across farm country. Farmers are filing bankruptcy at an alarming rate. You see this? Now, if farmers are feeling the heat and farmers are responsible for the people of the Republic to eat, and farmers have a big part in trade, because this is one of the most outstanding tangible goods that you do trade with other nations. If they are filing for bankruptcy, if they can't make a living farming, how the hell can you eat? Huh? The economic collapse is upon us. Oh, black man and black woman, I want you to listen to just how bad the situation is getting. This is about a 10-minute clip. I promised you a clip. I was going to do a shorter clip. But I'm gonna let you listen to this clip. And I might cut it off and I might not, but I want you to listen to this, how they're talking about the poverty that's spreading across not just L.A., but it's everywhere, okay? Pay close attention to this. Don't answer your phones. Don't click over. Listen, okay? You'll benefit. Here it is. I hope they allow it to play. Because I'm not hearing. Anybody, could you text me or something? Because my dashboard coming in, but they're not allowing me to play clips. Let's see something. Let me stop it 1 second. Let me see if this clip will work. Brothers and sisters, they're not allowing me to play clips. So, listen, they mess with my dashboard. I'm just happy that we're still live on the air. Okay, let's see. Let me refresh this, because I just got my dashboard back, not recently. Let's see. Let me refresh this. I guess they just don't want you to understand. They're after this show. Think about this. They don't mess with the sports, the relationships, and all of these other what they call shows or whatever on Blog Talk Radio. But at every turn, at every moment, they're always messing with this show. You know, right now I refresh the thing and it's saying that it's saying up at the top that I'm being blocked. Hold on 1 second. Okay, here we are. Hopefully. Let's try this again, okay? We'll try this again. Please bear with me, brothers and sisters. This is live, and I have no control over what they're doing with these. And I also know this. I think they're trying to frustrate you as well as me. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to frustrate us and hang us up and just beat you to the punch so that you will give up on this. They block you, they drop you, they do this, they mute my phone, they mute my everything. They give me a dashboard whenever it suits them, they take the dashboard away. But this proves the relevance of the show. When they do this stuff live on air, this proves that the devil is angry. If I was talking foolishness, or if I was talking sport, or if I was talking relationships, or I was talking about hair and cheating on somebody, this would be the number one rated show, wouldn't have no problems whatsoever. But instead, they want to give me problems. Let's see if this will work. I'm hitting buttons. I'm trying. They're not allowing this to play. We just have to deal with this, brothers and sisters. We just have to deal with it. So, since they're doing that, let's go to something else. Let's see if they'll allow us. Brothers and sisters, I'm sorry. Listen to me good. My dashboard is gone. I don't know if we're still on the air. If we're still on the air, please, someone hit me with a text to let me know that we're still live on the air, because I'm having serious problems. I have no dashboard, no nothing. All right? I would really appreciate it. And I'm going to continue to talk. They're not going to get me off of this regardless of what. But I just want to know if I'm still on the air. So shoot me a text message, please, real quick, if you can hear me. Because I don't know if we're still on the air. All right? But anyway, let's go forward. I'm going to continue to talk to you all. Hopefully, they will allow this to go through. And hopefully, we can continue with the show. I guess I must have teased somebody off real bad. Because they're not allowing me to play no clips, no nothing. But let's go to something. Muhammad says, most of all of the judgments and troubles which are pointed out in the Bible are pointed at America. Study the Bible for yourself. Now, when you see these snowstorms, these mudslides, these earthquakes, when you see the droughts, the wildfires, all these things are not happening in a vacuum. You understand? Some of you disconnect these things from each other. Do you ever notice that when America kills black people or disregards the safety or the sanctity of life of black people, that these things hit America, the tornadoes out of nowhere, the hurricanes? These things are not happening by chance. These are the armed forces of the divine supreme being to exact justice and judgment on an unholy and unrighteous person. America has to pay black men and black women. I don't know if they're going to allow me to play any clips. I don't understand, but we can do this without clips. This is easy to me. I was hoping to play these clips about the economic collapse, the poverty that is spreading across America. I've done everything that I could to come to you, to show you that America's in trouble. But now they want to block me. Now they want to stop me. They don't want you to hear this truth. And I got my dashboard back, black man and black woman. I'm going to refresh the screen. And hopefully, in a second, I can play you a clip. All right? We're refreshing the screen. I don't know what's stopping it. It's showing me some screen is blocking. But I only have one screen up. Here we go. I'll take this off. I'll take that I had on the other. Now let's see if this will work, black man and black woman. Now let's try it. Here we go, black man, black woman. Let's try this one more time. It's not happening. I guess they're not going to let it happen right now. But we'll do this show, and we'll do 4 to 5 episodes. Because whatever they don't allow us to play today, we'll play on another show. And what's beautiful about this, let me talk to you for a minute. What's very beautiful about this is that you get to see how they tamper with the show live. So you'll see, man, they're always bothering this brother's show. They're always muting his brother. They're always blocking this brother. They're always knocking me off the air. They're always knocking me offline. Why? The question you should be asked, why? Why are they doing it? Why is this a constant? It is because this is a show of truth. We don't compromise. We don't care who it offends. We want you to get the truth. We want you to understand the truth. Because in this day and time, the truth and how you apply the truth is the only thing that can save you or prevent you from falling victim to a devilish, deceitful society. Because we're in, brothers and sisters, we're in a breakdown of America. We are in a breakdown. Where is the fall of America again? I just set that book down. I want you to bear with me. I want you to bear with me a little bit, brothers and sisters, because I want you to understand. I'm going to read something to you. Because America is very, very scared about this. Let's go to this real quick. And I was going to play something about the hunger that's in America. I was going to play something about the spreading homelessness in America. And it's on scales unheard of, black men, black women. There was a report that came out. And remember that this report came out 2 years ago, I believe. So the scale is so much greater. They were talking about how there are more empty houses, abandoned houses in America than the entire population of the UK. I think the UK is, what, 60 or 70 million people? And yet, to show you the greed, to show you the arrogance, the hatred of these people, they would rather let the house become dilapidated. They would rather bulldoze the house than to allow you to move in just to keep it up. They would. Have you ever noticed this? This shows you that what the scripture says is true. They'll be marrying and giving into marriage. They'll be feasting and they'll be building, right? In these last days. Have you ever noticed this? How America is trying to project herself as a bustling economy. You can ride down your neighborhood or ride down a highway or ride down an alley and you'll see a perfect building or a perfect business, right? And it may be shuttered for a few weeks or a few months. And instead of reusing the building, they'll go demolish the whole thing and start rebuilding something right there. This is what they're trying to project in your mind is that, oh, everything is all right. Look at us. We're building. We're tearing down stuff. We're building up stuff. But you don't fall prey to these tricks, these lies. I want to go to something. This goes right along the farming, the collapse of the farms. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, who is going to go hungry? Do you not read the past histories of how the righteous were always the winners and the victorious people? So we will be the winners and the victorious people. We are not thinking of anyone making us hungry unless it is a lie. Stop right there. I don't care about the government plans. I don't care about government collapse. I don't care about the situation that is facing the American Republic or the Western world. I don't care about hyperinflation. I don't care about none of that. Elijah Muhammad says, we are not thinking of anyone making us hungry unless it is a lie. And he came to feed us as it is written. My righteous servants shall eat, but ye shall go hungry. And America, hunger is staring at you now. Unemployment, you cannot buy the food that you used to buy, for you have nothing to buy it with. Stop right there. Unemployment, the explosion of unemployment, right? And have you ever noticed that you have to work more and bring in more money just to buy things that you once used to buy on a lesser salary or lesser payday with fewer hours? That's inflation. Have you ever noticed that now you got to have 2 and 3 jobs, right? I remember when rents were $100, $200, $300. Rents, and it all depends on the area of the country, because in California it's just outrageous. But here, $800, $900, $1,000 rent for an apartment. If a person doesn't have a roommate, how the hell can they make it and they're barely making hours? You understand? You see, all of these people, if you get sick, you get laid off, you get your hours cut. You become desperate. This is the time for that. America's folding, black man, and we want to invite you into the safety of this divine supreme being. Because things will get bad, and they're going to get bad. This is what I'm trying to impart upon the believers to understand. And I know our hearts get shaken and heavy by what we see coming, but these things were foretold. Some of you think you have a better plan. Some of you are misreading the plan that was left out to us. Some of you don't understand the plan. And this puts us in a very bad situation. Because some of you believe that if you do it your way, we can have prosperity in the midst of these afflictions. But I'm going to read something to you. And remember, when I read these things to you, this is not from me. This is from Scripture. And this is from the prophecies. And this is from the messenger of God, okay? What did he say about this situation coming to America? Huh? I'm just asking. He says, what I am trying to show you is that the prophet Daniel cannot be wrong. What is he talking about? Daniel can't be wrong. Because this desolation, remember what I read in the fall of America? We back on this desolation. The depravity of America. She will be deprived of all the things that she once had in abundance. That's what deprivation means, to restrict, to deprive. She was once without a rival. Now she has many rivals. She was once the cream of the crop militarily. Now she has military adversaries. Her economy was unrivaled. Now China has surpassed it. Her manufacturing was the glory of the world. Now China has surpassed that. Her dollar was bar none par excellence. Now she has rivals to it. Right? She would once embarrass nations by putting them on her so-called human rights list. Now China and Russia and Iran have also made up a human rights list, and America sits at number one as the violator, the greatest violator of human rights around the world. And when they all point to America's violation, guess what they point to? The way she treats the ex-slave within the midst of her while having a military full of them. If you don't believe what I'm saying, Google it. You see, the deprivation, and this is causing a ball within America. Because white people think just because they're white, they're right. And they believe that because of their military might, they can impose dictates upon everybody else at everybody else's cost and expense. And you're supposed to just buckle up, bow down, and take it. Listen good. What I am trying to show you, so if you don't see it, maybe it wasn't meant for you to see, or maybe you're not looking at it properly. Because Elijah Muhammad is trying to show you a clear picture. What I am trying to show you is that the prophet Daniel cannot be wrong. So if you're doing something other than what Daniel said, you're wrong. Because this desolation that is determined to be poured out on the most desolate is aimed at the place in which we now live. So ain't no rosy times coming. This is what he says. And just remember, in case so many of you forget, that you cannot expect paradise. But if we build over here, hell no. The time for that is over. We must do things in the allotted time that is prescribed. Again, let me give you an understanding. If you have a mortgage, or if you have a cable bill, you have an agreement to pay a certain amount on a certain time. If you breach or violate those agreements, right, you not only can lose service, but you can be held liable and incur more costs, even if the contract is canceled. You understand? Are you with me? So you have a slotted time to do X, Y, and Z, and ain't forever. You have a slotted time. And if you didn't do what you were supposed to do in that slotted time, you got to deal with the reality of this time. Oh, black man and black woman. Let's go further. He says, and just remember that you cannot expect paradise here when such condition of desolation is headed toward America. So we see the violence of the police. We see the government supporting the police, even in the midst of seeing videos of the brutality and the inhumaneness of their slave patrols that they have around the country. Muhammad says, and since we cannot make the prophet's words other than the truth, we expect this desolation, and we are receiving this desolation now. Why is God permitting these things to happen? It is to beat on the dry bones, to show you that you can't do it your way and get out of here. That's the same thing that happened to Moses people. Some of them thought that they could do it their way. Korah thought he was wiser because he was more eloquent, a better dresser, better speaker, right? Thought his way was the best way. And then he used Moses to shield his falsehood. Have we not all heard the word of God? Let us all help Moses in this way. He was hiding behind Moses to put over what he wanted. There's a lot of people out there doing that. If we arm ourselves, and I know it looks good. I know it looks good. You're walking around, you go in the city, and the white man gets scared because he see 100 black people with machine guns. Brothers and sisters, let me say something to you, and let us use common sense, okay? I'm going to use common sense. Libya had an army of 80,000 people, I believe, or more. Did that stop that white man from destroying their country? And they were sovereign. That was a sovereign country. Huge country, right? Libya is huge. Look at the numbers. Iraq had a standing army with some of the most advanced and sophisticated military equipment on earth, of over 1.1 million troops, tanks, warplanes, submarines, destroyers, ships, anti-defense systems. Did that stop that devil from going in this country, murdering and raping and robbing and pillaging and occupying? Now here you are, a few dumb so-called Negroes that get you a gun, a Smith & Wesson, talking about you're going to challenge this beast within his own borders. Man, he'll wipe the floor with you. I'm not discouraging you from independence. I'm trying to show you the right way for independence. Because by doing this within this man's own boy, he'll kill you. This white man will kill you and won't think nothing about it. Especially in this time when he's being hammered on all sides. He will kill you and spit on you. And this is not saying be afraid of this beast. What I'm telling you is the proper way. Listen to this. You go get the guns. You go challenge. Say, for instance, you win a battle here, and some of your troops get wounded. Is there a black hospital in America? I'm asking. Nope. Well, you're going to have Mount Zion or some kind of Jewish or white hospital. And then they ask, what happened to you on the battlefield? Well, I was defending myself against these devils. And I want you to heal me so I can go back out on the battlefield and fight your people. Do you see how ignorant that is? I'm being real with you. Do you not see how ignorant that is? Because if you came to my hospital telling me that you were out fighting my people, I'm going to fix you up all right, but you ain't going back out to that battlefield. I'm going to fix you up in such a way that you're going to the graveyard. And that's why so many of us are dying. Because they're doing this in their hospitals. They're doing this with their food. They're doing it, and you believe that just because you acquire a gun or you acquire some bullets that you can take on this man is crazy as hell. He's a berserker. And the only safety that you have is in your God. Because this man's going to be, listen to me good, the scripture has to be fulfilled. As God takes away this man's power, as God takes away this man's influence and his standing, his position around the world, and his economy falls, he's going to revert to blaming the ex-slave, and he's going to try to move on you. You got the gun? Where you buy the gun from? You bought it from the white man, right? Where you got your bullets from? You bought them from the white man, right? Do you actually think he's going to give you the best of his stock house? Huh? Especially in a time of economic destruction? What? I'm saying these things to you to let you know that our thinking. We have a glitch in our thinking because we're processing things in the Eurocentric manner even as we reach for black independence. The Dead Zone Memoirs, entry number one, the economic collapse is upon us. As this white man faces a blockade on his economy, sanctions, because that's what it is. Listen, when a nation goes outside of the dollar, they're sanctioned in America. Do you know that? There are dozens of countries that are sanctioned in America by using currency swap agreements, by doing transactions outside of SWIFT. That is a sanction against the SWIFT system that is dominated by America. That is a sanction against the dollar-dominated global infrastructure. And this is picking up steam. And this is why America continues to acquire more debt, because other nations are stepping away from debt. And America and her allies must purchase the debt that she continues to produce. This is as the crackhead is smoking his own crack and continues to say that everything is all well and I'm a big hustler. Sooner or later, the evidence will prove to the world that the crackhead, the drug dealer, is the crackhead himself. You understand? Hopefully, let's see if they'll let me play this. I'm so sick of long talk. Let's see if they'll let me play this about the poverty that's going on in America. I, brothers and sisters, I want to apologize to you. They are not allowing me to play anything. Anything. So, but we're going to pick up on this, these clips, next show. But let's talk common sense for a minute. They can't stop it. One pony don't stop the rodeo. I want you to start looking at things outside of the Eurocentric mind, because you have all of these different groups, and I'm not knocking the Black Panthers or anything, because they're speaking and they're moving out of love for their people, but they're doing it miscalculating the moves, and they're thinking that brandishing the gun brandishes power. This is what the white man thinks. Well, everywhere he goes, what does he do? If he can't bribe you, he shows you his gun and tell you that if you don't do what this, this, and this, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to rob you. I'm going to bomb you. Right? They're just repeating the tactics of the white man. We are by nature a peaceful people. And by nature, we can conduct our affairs peacefully. Only when we have a brute beast do we get physical. But you don't go into the beast's house with a knife, and he has a sawed-off shotgun, and you telling the beast that you're going to kill him? You understand? And his family, you go up in there with a knife, and there's 50 people up in there with guns, and you telling them that if they don't back down, you're going to kill them. It doesn't make sense. Especially you telling a person that's losing their house is about to get foreclosed on. There's no food in the refrigerator for all 15 to 20 of his family members. The neighbors around him are laughing at him, and they have blockaded his block. He can't even go off his own street no more. He wanted to lash out. And guess what? That person that just came in the door with the knife gives him the perfect opportunity to kill somebody. You see? It's a very beautiful time to be a follower of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I want to apologize to you all, brothers and sisters, for the way that they're blocking the clips, because I have some very, very, very pertinent and must hear clips about the situation that America is facing. Not just America, but the Western world, about how America is cutting your schooling. She's cutting funding for you to go to school. She's cutting funding for daycare. She's cutting funding for school lunches. She's cutting funding for all of these things. She said she must cut the budget. She's adding billions in preparation for war. And yet, and slapping and spitting on you in the face, you the taxpayer. She's giving Israel $7,000. Listen to me good. You say $7,000 is not a lot. She's sending Israel over $7,000 per minute. And yet she won't give you a break on your student loan, your credit card debt, your mortgage, your whatever. She won't give you this. She can find money for war. She can find money for Israel. Why must they fund Israel? Because it stands at the center of the Christian religion. It stands at the center of Judaism. And without Israel, the whole charade goes up in smoke. So they must fund Israel, the occupation of Palestine, so that the black man and woman here in America doesn't realize that America, the American Republic, is Israel. And that you, the black man and woman here in America, are those sacred vessels held captive in this house, and God has declared war on America to free you at all costs. And this is why America is failing everywhere she goes. I'm not making this up. What was it, a month ago? The top general in Afghanistan said America can't win the war. Go read Fall of America, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He used the exact words that Elijah Muhammad said about American Asia. She can't win the war. He used the exact phrase. Did Elijah Muhammad come over to him, or did he come over to Elijah Muhammad? I'm asking. Elijah Muhammad talked about how America would be burdened with unheard of debt. What is Jim Willis? What is Jim Rogers? What is Mark Faber? What is Gregory Mannarino? What are all of them saying about American debt? What is, just talk to me. And I'm asking you, did Elijah Muhammad come over to them, or did they come over to Elijah? What did Elijah say? That the gold in America had been gone so long she don't know what it looked like. What is Jim Rogers and them saying? America's playing this patsy game of gold resurfacing gold, rent gold. That's what they're doing, brothers and sisters. They're playing rent the gold to make it seem as though these economies have gold. So Europe is passing around the gold to each country when needed and passing it around to America, and each one of them is shipping back gold that they rented out, but they're not shipping out all of the gold that they rented out. You understand? They have this Ponzi scheme set up, and it's being exposed little bit by little bit. Now, let me say this, too. I saw somebody with their hand up, and they got knocked off the line. If you have something to say, please raise your hand. This is a great time for you to interject due to the fact that we can't play any clips. This is a good time for you to interject or to say something. But let me say this to you. In the midst of all of this, you stand at the core of it all, because God said that he would destroy nations for your sake. Remember the scriptures that God had promised Abraham, that know for surety that thy seed shall be a stranger and shall sojourn in a strange land for 400 years, and they shall be ill entreated by people. No people, Israel, the Jews, so-called Jews, the Khazars, or whatever you want to call them, they don't fit the description. The only people that fit this historical description is the American so-called Negro. And so if God promised to come himself, read the book. He said this mission was too important. I ain't sending nobody. Go read it. Genesis. I will come after them and judge that people who had mistreated them. He said he was going to come because he loved that people. He loved Abraham's seed so much that he wouldn't leave it in the hands of a prophet or an apostle. He himself came to do the job, according to the scripture. So when you hear us say that God has come in the person of one, Master Farad Muhammad, we're only telling you what the scripture says. Because we know that you've been weeping, and the book tells you that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. What is he telling you in that book? The early morning, meaning the Farad. God would come. And Farad, come on, talk back to your brother. Talk back to him. To judge these people who had ill treated you. So he's breaking America down step by step, act by act, economically, politically, geopolitically. She's only a shell of who she was and who she hoped to be. Just one finger from the hand of God reduced this so-called mighty empire to rubble. And it didn't take long. Does she have the economic clout that she once had? Huh? Talk to me. Does she have the military power that she once had? What about the manufacturing? What about the scientific prowess that she once gloated over? Look at her educational system. It's in rapid decline. Is that not right? And remember what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, and history bears us witness, that it is education which civilizes us, right? And if the educational system is in decline, rapid decline, and we can see that all across America through the murders, through the rapes, through the molestations, through the savagery in their speech and mannerism towards each other. There's no safety or sanctity of life or security of properties. This shows you that America is devolving into a berserker or a savage nation. That means her educational system is failing. And when an educational system of a republic, nation, or empire goes into decline, the republic, the nation, and the empire becomes savage and destroys itself from within. What are they doing? They are deficit spending. That is destroying or eating away at the very core of the empire's body. Because you're leaving your underbelly exposed. And anyone who hits you hard there can hurt you and kill you. And this is what the nations around her are preparing to do. To hit her hard, to take down the dollar, to hit the American economy, to destroy her trade. Elijah Muhammad, what did he say? How does God break the power of the white man to rule? He goes to work by breaking her trade. What's going on? Talk to me. Talk to me. If you constantly in a trade deficit, something ain't right. Is that not right? That means nations don't want what you have, but you want what they have. Your currency is in decline. It no longer is able to buy what it once bought. And it's taking more of those currencies to buy things. And what's crazy, this white man, no, he's sly now. He's smart. He ain't no fool. Buy Tide Pods. Just one little pod is clean, will clean your laundry more than a giant container. Foolish. And then they're going to charge you $15, $20 for 10 pods. $20 now. And they'll make you believe this. They are masking the inflationary aspects of the economy. You're paying more for less, and they're telling you it's a good thing. You know what that's like? That's like them saying, come to our spa and let us put dung all over your face. It works wonders for your skin. It exfoliates your skin. And you'll be a fool and go to the spa and let them put horse dung all over your face and come back to my skin is breathing better. That's how they have you wrapped up in their madness. But you can't see it because you are wrapped up in this world and you process everything through a Eurocentric lens. And that's why you act savage towards your people. That's why you act savage and jealous towards each other. That's why you petty with each other. If you have a difference or a gripe against your brother, you will hold it till the casket come for you. You talk about how these devils did you and how they're doing you. Oh, not all white people. You can't put all white people in that category. Not all white people. Who the hell are you to know what all white people are about when you treat your own brothers and sisters wrong? We have to analyze these little things because these little things are impediments for spiritual growth and for unification. We can't unify so long as we're at odds with each other. So there must be a great falling away and a great awakening so that we can deal with each other as we're supposed to deal with each other and see everybody as we're supposed to see everybody. We view each other as the enemy when the enemy is laughing. And he's laughing because he believes that he's going to take. You got to wake up from this, black man and black woman. The empire is collapsing. Their time to rule and reign is up. And all we say is all praise is due to Allah for the most honorable Elijah Muhammad because he was wise enough in all of this madness to be a beacon of hope and light to show us and correct our ills and our ways, especially in a time of the great tribulation and the judgment of this devil. This man has been revealed. I was looking at an article the other day that was talking about the war in Sudan. They were talking about the war in Mali. They were talking about the war in North Africa. And there was a consistent line in each one of them. European nations are flooding these regions with weapons. Right? What is going on around the world? All of these weapons are being flooded into these nations by what? European nations. America included. This is the core. This is the source of the volatility of world affairs. This is the source of the instability of the world today. So God is breaking the economy. If you can't produce weapons if you ain't got the money, you can't be in everybody's business if you ain't got the money. Some of you are so interested in the hurt of each other that if you see an accident, you're not stopping because you care about that person. You're trying to be nosy instead of focusing on you and making yourself better, especially in a time of the downfall of America. You have this mind of the Eurocentric person. I'm in everybody's business, but it's everybody else's fault. I hate that nigga over there. Then you ask, what you hate that person? Oh, they did something to me a long time ago. Then you will start bad-mouthing your brother or your sister with somebody else, and you will have them hating the person over foolishness. If you continue down this road, you will get what your former slave masters get. They're being broken down. There's no denying that. They are being broken down. And if you continue to do what you do, you're going to be broken down because God don't like that. This is a very critical time. This is a change of world. Our world is coming in. You better prepare yourself mentally, spiritually, and emotionally as this world will fall out and there will be so much gore, so much destruction, so much death because this is how this world must be taken out because this is the way that this world was brought in, this world of Yakub, through bloodshed. So it must be taken out that way. Gird your loins this day, as the book tells you. I demand it of thee, brothers and sisters, with an undying love and passion for the liberation, the upliftment, and the redemption of 68 million of our kind, first here in America, then the billions around the globe. Know that your brother Rashid Muhammad loves you to life. I can't love you to death, because I love you so much, I love you to life. But the love that I have for you pales in comparison to the love that my God, my Savior, and my Redeemer, Almighty God Allah, in the person of one, Master Farad Muhammad, his messenger, the last and the greatest of the messengers of God, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and that true, mighty, mighty nation of Islam has for you. Until we next speak again, stay strong, stay true, but above all things, stay righteous. Assalamu alaikum. I love you all.